share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Plenty of our daily tasks and activities have shifted online, such as online shopping, online banking, and being able to pay your bills online. But, it seems that certain tasks, such as the renewing of passports, will still require us to go to the specific office. However, we're all well aware of how long the process takes and how time-consuming and energy-draining it can be. Twitter user Finna recently shared her experience of how she had queued up at an urban transformation center, UTC, for 8 hours, only to be turned away. Harini I Berater Lama Hila Dekat UTC Pudu for passport since 7 Pagi Sampai 3 Patang. Lepis 2 Bila Batul 2 Turn I, Teres Pegawai Kakup Da Talk Accept Org and DTG Balik next time. Da La DGN Puasa Pastu Talk Qkup Tider MCM Nak Pada Tuling Je Berater Dekat 8 Jam pic.twitter.com/2ra01n2iq8. Finna, Swifty. At AX Finna, April 26, 2022. Today I queued up for a long time at UTC Pudu to renew my passport since 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. When it finally came to my turn, the officer told me that they weren't accepting anyone else and to come back next time, she stated. Along with having to fast and lack of sleep, my back felt like breaking after queuing for 8 hours, added Finna. She questioned why they were unable to estimate their daily capacity and give a number based on that instead of making people wait all day for nothing but disappointment. She also listed some common excuses she heard from the officers working there. These include, the system is slow, not enough staff, not all counters were open, closing early due to Ramadan. I'm forced to walk in as the next online appointment that is available is in June while my flight is next month. She added, other users shared similar experiences. Her tweet has amassed over 3,132 likes and 1,636 shares. Plenty of netizens took to the comments section to share how they've been in similar situations. Whenever it comes to having to deal with government counters, it is never speedy and just wastes people's time, commented one user. Another user shared another experience they had with a government agency. My wife tried calling LHDN. Tried calling from 2 p.m. but couldn't get through. Finally someone picked up at 4:30. All they said was, sorry but we close at 4:30 before hanging up the call, stated the user. I was here last week accompanying my mum queue from 8 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. When we were leaving at 1:30 p.m. the staff started to turn away people and said that everything needs to be settled by 3 p.m. as the staff wanted to take a break due to a shortage of staff, shared one netizen. What would happen if you were made to queue for that long only to be turned away? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Machines call out at double standard as foreigner fined only RM 800 for not wearing face mask. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.